Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Light at the end of that tunnel's a train coming for you, brother.
It is draft day. Good morning. Great day to be great. Sal Capaccio joining us on the West Her Hotline. Jeremy, Joe, and Sal. Josh Schmidt putting together that open that, you know, play that thing for Brandon Bean. He'll run through a wall and then trade up. Morning, Sal.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Schmidt putting together Motley Crue in the open on draft day.
I knew.
Let's go, baby.
I knew you'd love
let's
that.
Let's go.
I knew you'd love that. All right, Sal. I mean, nerves? What? We were joking what today is like. The you've got a big test to take at school, or it's the last day of school, or it's an election night, or whatever. We're all invested. We all have an outcome we probably like the most, but at the same time, we don't have any control over it. So it's whatever. It's great theater, if nothing else.
Yeah, for a fan's perspective, I think that's totally true, right? I mean, yesterday we were out last night. My wife says to me, "Are you excited about the draft?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course I am. It's theater. It's cool. You basically, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. It's intrigue. Very excited about it. You know, from a team standpoint, you know, they're prepared. They're ready. They have all these different scenarios they've been running through. This is the culmination of their season for their front office, for their scouting staffs. Like, basically, after this weekend, that's when you're going to see, you know, personnel move out of the buildings to go other places, get fired. We saw the Bills staff get fired, you know, after the draft. And I only say it because this is it. Like you said, this is the end of the year for them. It's not the beginning of the year for them. Everything they've been working on, but they're going to be prepared for it. For the last several weeks, Brandon Bean's been, you know, putting his staff to work. They literally take, you know, he takes staff members and says, "You're this team, you're that team. Put together a mock draft. What is going on here? What are they thinking?" So they should not go into this with, you know, blind at all. They understand that a lot of different scenarios could happen, and sure, they have to be ready to pivot if something surprising does happen. But from their standpoint, they're not like me. They actually studied for this test, Jeremy, coming in for the last several months.
Yeah. Piece up at our website, WGR550.com. You've got your mock draft, sale, but then also today is about possible partners and the cost to trade up into the top end of round one, which was brought up at the Bills presser, and Bean said, "I don't love it, but if it makes sense for us, we would do it," which I don't think that should come as any surprise. I mean, maybe every GM would say that, but we know Bean's propensity to trade up. So for him to say that to me indicates that their process would definitely include this as a possibility.
Yeah, for sure. So at WGR550.com, I identified five different teams that the Bills could possibly trade up with. And I do it all the way from number 9, going as high as 9, and you can see there, and then all the way to 20, down to 20, which would be an 8-spot move up. And I went back, and I researched the cost that it had been an earlier draft for a team to move up as far as something like that. It doesn't have to be necessarily 27-9, but for example, Julio Jones, 27-6, for example, Kansas City in 2017 with the Bills from 28-10. Those are my comps for what it would take to get up to number 9 with the Chicago Bears. I also took the Jimmy Johnson draft chart. I understand there are different draft charts out there right now, but Jimmy Johnson's still something that, you know, a lot of teams will still kind of reference and take a look at. I tried to mesh all of those to come up with what it would cost to go to 9 with the Bears. That's the highest possible team that I have them trading up with. 12 with the Broncos, what it would cost there. 16 with the Seahawks. 19 with the Rams. And 20 with the Steelers. And I also include why each team would do it. For example, I mean, the Denver Broncos, they don't have a second round pick. Think they'd like to move down and get some more capital?
Yeah.
I think that would be great for them, right? Take a look at the Seattle Seahawks. They've never met a draft they didn't like to trade around in, right? We know that. How about the Rams? They have not even had a first-round pick since 2016. They are not shy about trading away their first-round pick. And then if you're really looking at the top end there, number 9, what I have them giving up, which would be comp to these other ones I researched, the Bills would have to swap and give 28. They'd have to give up their second-rounder. They'd have to go up their fourth rounder, and then I have next year's first and next year's sixth. That's a haul.
Yeah. Does it feel like with all the trade-up stuff, Sal, that this is – it's been said, would you agree this is the most anticipated draft since the Allen draft?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're all exciting, right, Joe? But I think that makes sense. Except I would tell you, though, remember, they did pick in the top 10 a couple years later with Ed Oliver, right? Yep. And we didn't know exactly where they were going to be there. Where did they, what was it? They were scheduled for 9. They didn't move in that draft, right? If I remember,
I think
right.
they stayed at 9.
And yeah. They stayed at 9, yeah. So from that standpoint, when you're drafting high, it's very, you know, a lot of anticipation there.
Yep.
But I think because of all the smoke we've heard about trying to trade up and the fact that the Bills are in this Super Bowl window now and they have this need and we know that they're kind of been looking at it and targeting, you know, wide receivers, we think they are at least, that, you know, that's made it a little bit more intriguing to see where they could go here.
Sal, for somebody listening that hears all this trade-up stuff and thinks, this is smokescreen season, the Bills are not going to do that, this is all just, you know, posturing, what would you say to that? Do you think that's possible, that this is all just a smokescreen, or is there enough there, whether it's body of work, whether it's need, whether it's class, to say, come on, this is a realistic possibility? I've got pretty much everybody that covers the team, Sal, saying it's a realistic possibility.
It's definitely not a smokescreen, but I'm going to tell you this. It's not a smokescreen if Brandon Bean says we can move up. It's not a smokescreen if he says we could stay at 28 or if we could trade down. Unless he has a deal in place right now, which is always possible because that's what happens when you go in the draft. How it works a lot of times is you say to a team, look, if your guy isn't there, we'd like to come up. And the team says, hey, if our guy isn't there, you know, we're willing to come up. That happened in 2018 with the Broncos. Remember, the Bills had a deal in place with the Broncos to move up to take Josh Allen. But the Broncos said, look, but if our guy is there, we're not doing it. You know who their guy was? Bradley Chubb. He was there, so they didn't do it. Now the Bills had to find a trade partner. So to answer your question, no, it's not a smokescreen. He's willing to do whatever he has to do. And the guy has traded up 4 out of 6 drafts that he's been in charge of. I mean, if anybody thinks that he's lying and because he just wants people to think he's going to trade up, I mean, what have you been paying attention to for the last 6 years since he's been the GM of the team? This is what he does. But I also think that he is very willing and understanding that he might have to stay there or he might trade down. Last year is the great example. He told us he had a great deal in his hand. He really liked the deal he had to move down. He was going to do it. He was going to move down. He's going to get extra capital. But as soon as Dalton Kincaid fell a few more places, he said, I just can't do it. I got to go up and get Dalton Kincaid. So even Brandon Bean doesn't know if he's going to trade up tonight right now, I'm guessing.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on them trading up? Do you think, in your opinion, that this is a year where it's worth it with all the context and circumstances we've talked about?
I think it's worth it if they can get Roman Dunze to put on this offense and let's go. They really, I think he could be really special. and he's not going to be taken in the first with the first two receivers, we don't think, at least. He should be somewhere in that, you know, 10 area. Might be a little higher, might be a little lower, but I just think it's going to be so costly to do that. You know, we're going to have a lot of debates in the morning if that's going to happen, and I understand that, and I can totally respect anybody's opinion who says that's just way too much. You don't do that, especially for a wide receiver, and especially in a deep class like this. Totally understand that. So is it a good idea? If you can get a player like that, I think you put him on your team. I always say, look, I don't think the Atlanta Falcons are mad that they traded up what they did for Julio Jones in 2011. The guy's going to the Hall of Fame. He helped them get to a Super Bowl several years later, along with a quarterback who won an MVP that year, yep. Right? So I don't think that you can. Now, but the Bills also traded up for Sammy Watkins, you know, a few years later, and that didn't work out. And you didn't need to do it in that draft. And Odell was still sitting there. Look at all those other players in 2014. The other part, though, I would say is, I don't think it's worth it if you're seeing other, like if Brian Thomas Jr. is falling and you get to 20 or, you know, even the low teens, sure, high teens, maybe you can do it. But otherwise, guys, I like the fact that you could stay there, you could still get a really good player, or you could even trade down and get, you know, really good quality.
So how about visits and being in the Bills' history of, does a player have to have visited here or private workouts there? And I've got another question about this because on the Bills Embedded that they aired, they had, I think it might have been Terrence Gray. Somebody, one of the scouts, one of the personnel people was on the sideline talking with another team, and they said, where are you going next? And he said, I can't tell you. You're in the division, but it's a private workout. And what I'm getting at is, can you remember a time where they drafted a player that maybe they didn't meet with or we didn't know that they met with? Because some of these come out, but the teams do not reveal a list all the time. Sometimes just a player on their Instagram. So, like, the history of visits versus picks with this regime, what about that do you remember?
I remember, and I don't have the specifics, I remember it was always that the person had always visited until maybe once that happened a couple of years ago. I'm not sure exactly who it was, if I remember correctly. But I would tell you this, even in almost every case, it's they had met with him somewhere. And a lot of times it's Senior Bowl. Like that's always been a big deal for the Bills. The Senior Bowl has always been kind of a key point in time where we've seen them, and we can go back and backtrack their conversations with that person. It goes all the way back to the Senior Bowl and say, yep, they met with that person. They really like guys at the Senior Bowl. And even if not, though, combine, meeting with the combine. It doesn't have to be visits. It doesn't have to be private workouts. But generally, I think that the Bills have a track record of drafting someone who did visit and or a private workout, I would say, and like I said, because sometimes it's both.
Okay, and because I've seen nothing about a meet with a Dunze. If that's happened, and that's the thing, is if you wanted to trade up for that guy, you kind of might have to, for a good chunk of this process, hide that interest. You might not bring him in to one Bills drive. And, you know, Joe and I pointed this out when the Bears had Xavier Worthy in for a visit. That's not the ninth overall pick, although maybe it is if he slides far enough up the board. And that's why I ask, like, has there ever been a guy we didn't know that they met with? Because if they met with Neighbors or a Dunze, the speculation would go like wildfire, like pff, blow it up. They want to move up in the draft. It seems to me they would have to keep that quiet.
It's a good question. I mean, yeah, you don't want to necessarily reveal, and like, well, why are they doing that? Who are they? You know, if they're going to meet with that guy and he's all the way that high. It's the same thing Joe brought up with when the Bears met with A.D. Mitchell, right? Is that the one, Joe?
I think it was Worthy, like, but it might have been Mitchell, whoever
Worthy.
It was.
Why would you do that if you're not going to take him there? You might be looking to move down to take him. So, yeah, I would think that would make sense. But I still think you have to do your due diligence, meet with these guys and, you know, just kind of be and show that you're willing. But, yeah, I think any team can read into, hey, if they are going to meet with that person, maybe that really means, and maybe you want the league to think you want to do that, but you don't necessarily want to do that. Who knows? There's a lot of games that are played. Listen, let me tell you this too, guys. A lot of times you'll meet with prospects, not for this year, but for down the road. Like if the guy ever becomes a free agent, or if you have an opportunity to trade for him, you meet with him and you go back and you say, hey, let's go back to our notes when we met with that player. A lot of times the Bills will sign a player in free agency. We'll say to Brandon Bean, like, what'd you like about the player? He'll say, well, you know, we really liked him coming out of college. We met with him, and, you know, we really liked him, but we just couldn't get our hands on him. You know, we saw him at the Senior Bowl and had a really good conversation. So a lot of times those kinds of things happen, too.
Yeah. Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. What about Worthy for you, Sal? He's been mocked more and more, you know that, of course, to the Bills. I'm starting to think
he's my guy. I mocked.
He's your guy. You mocked. Like, I'm starting to think he might go earlier, but yeah. The betting stuff still says that he's right at, I think actually 28 and a half is his current number. Mm-hmm. So it's very possible he's there. The speed element, the all around route running stuff, which I guess I've seen some tweeting about how that's almost getting slept on because he ran such a fast 40 time. Is that, that's a pick you really think the Bills could actually make?
I do think it's a pick they could make. Now, in my mock drafts, we talked about yesterday morning, I don't do trades because I just think it messes you up all around. But that's why I supplemented it with the article I wrote today, because I do think that they could move up. And I think that, you know, if they stay at 28 and Brian Thomas Jr. does not fall to them, I do think Xavier Worthy becomes a very intriguing option for them. So, yes, I think that he is very much in play for the Buffalo Bills. But, Joe, you're right. I've seen him really going even higher a lot more. He seems to be kind of more of the trendy wide receiver as of late, right? Doesn't it seem
yes.
like that?
Peter Schrager, the guy. Just had him going 17th in his mock draft that he dropped like a couple of minutes ago. So
yeah, and I think that what happens there is because you just – teams, you know, they fall in love with that speed, and it's not, he's not just a speed guy. We've talked about that. Like, he's a punt returner, he's a wide receiver. You know, he can really he can do more than just run straight line and run fast, right? Yeah, sure. Is it a thin body? Of course, you have concerns there. He did have some inconsistencies catching the ball. I think that in this day and age at wide receivers, you'll find a lot of that. They're such high volume people. You could pick apart a lot of their games now because it's not like, you know, many years ago where, you know, these guys they don't have as many balls thrown to them. Now you have so many of them, you're gonna find times where you just, oh well, he missed this one, he didn't do that one right. So you can pick holes in them no matter what. I do think that's a possibility, Joe. And I do see, you know, other teams kind of maybe really liking him there. The question I would have is, would he be the kind of guy the Bills would even trade up for? See, to me, if they're going to trade up for a wide receiver, I think it's only going to be one of the top four. If they traded up for Worthy, I guess as I sit here right now, I'd be mildly surprised, or A.D. Mitchell or someone like that, because I think you can wait until 28. And by the way, yesterday we had Daniel Jeremiah. So Daniel Jeremiah actually is the only person I remember last year, the only person who had the Texans trading to get both the second and third pick last year, right? Uh-huh. Like when that happened, I'm like, okay, that's kind of wild. And it happened. So when he talks, I listen, right?
Yep.
He has the Bills drafting Brian Thomas Jr. at 28. He has them been falling all the way to 28 and drafting him. You know who else does? Charles Davis. I know Charles very well. Charles is very plugged in to the National Football League. I just think it's interesting that he seems to be kind of the guy who's come down and available, yeah, where Worthy seems the guy who's been rising here.
Jeremiah is the one who also reported yesterday. He said the last five phone calls he had all said the same thing. The teams are going to move up for offensive tackle. That this is, you know, receiver is big here, but tackle this year is also crazy deep and talented. And we talked about this earlier, Sal, that can only be good news if the Bills want a receiver. I thought about that for 9. Like, how do you get – if the Bears don't want to move all the way down to 28, how do you get a shot at Adunze? Well, maybe if the Bears trade down to a team that wants to take a tackle at 9.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you never know, right? If things start to fall a little bit differently with other teams. And that's the thing Brandon Bean has to worry about if he wants to get his guy, too. Even if it's Adunze and he falls a couple extra spots and you're like, oh, my God, he's falling. I guarantee he's not the only bidder now, right? I mean, like, he wouldn't be the only team interested in drafting Rome Odunze if he starts to fall a little bit, and trading up to draft him if he starts to fall a little bit. And that would happen if those offensive tackles go. And I've seen a couple of mocks now where Odunze goes to the Jets at 10, right? And you're like, yeah, you don't want him in the division, and that would kind of stink to see him running around out there with Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers throwing him the football. So I think that, you know, you're not going to get that spot. The Jets aren't going to trade their spot to the Bills for the Bills to get Rome Odunze. I think you'd have to get him past 10 for that to happen. But maybe with the offensive tackles going. I just saw this morning Peter Schrager has Leatu Latu going to the Bills at 28. Wow. I mean, like, I would say this, though, guys. We have focused so much on wide receiver. Thanks, Jeremy. We've focused so much on wide receiver for the last few months. And I'm guilty of it, and I'll tell you, I think they're going to, and I think they should, like, no doubt. But if you ask me, like, is there any other possibility of another position? Of course there is. And I do think that if a guy like that really started to fall, that's the position, that's the guy. Like, if Latu really fell pretty far, I don't know about the medicals. I know there's a big, you know, that would determine, like, I don't know what the Bills think about his medicals and physicals and what they think about his neck and all that. But just on pure talent, like, that would be a position other than wide receiver that they could target and they could draft. I think Cooper DeJean, I'm the guy who said if you last week, stop mocking the Bills at corner. He wouldn't play corner for the Bills. To me, he's a safety. He's a guy that you can use him like Micah Hyde all over the field a little bit as a safety, but you can put him in the box, or even Jordan Poyer kind of replaces that role. Like, to me, those are the kinds of guys that it would take to not take a wide receiver in this draft, and they would have to start falling, and maybe they do. I mean, I've seen DeJean falling all the way down to near the Bills. I think he probably goes somewhere in the teens to early 20s, but there are other possibilities out there, even though all we talk about is wide receiver, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline as we get ready for the draft. All right, Sal, so the schedule today, of course, we've got our show, Extra Point Show, Nate Geary's on tonight through the draft, Zach Jones with him, Shope and Bulldog, lots going on. What's your day look like from here all the way through till the draft?
Okay, so my son is off school today, so I gotta balance with him. But I'm gonna have him do a few mocks here for me to prepare me. I think maybe that's what
all
I'll
right.
Do.
Good, Matt's good.
Put together a few mock drafts. So I'll be hanging out and doing the Extra Point Show today, but kind of on dad duty for a little while. But once this afternoon comes around, I'll be on with Shope and the Bulldog. I think we're targeting 5 o'clock, and then I'll be headed right down to the stadium, and I'll be down there for the draft starting at 8 o'clock. So the draft doesn't start till 8 o'clock. Once I'm down there. Starting with our coverage at 7 o'clock, by the way, I'll be joining in with Nate and Derek and Zach, and they're going to throw it to me once in a while, just get my thoughts and, you know, what the environment is like down at One Bills Drive in the media room, kind of everybody milling around. And you never know. Sometimes there's people down there that we can chat with as well and I can bring on. And, you know, anything happens with the Bills, we'll be immediately ready to kind of bring that to you from the media room. Let's say the Bills do trade up. And Brandon Bean comes out, like, we'll bring that to everybody live right away. So, you know, we'll be on top of things. But my day is my day gets kind of going a little bit later. It's pretty normal until then. We'll have the Extra Point Show. We'll have fans call their shot today. That's what we're going to do. Fans, get ready. Call us up on the Extra Point Show today. We'll get connected with them. They can call their shot on what the Bills are going
to
do.
All right. Who does Max want the Bills to take?
I think he likes the wide receiver. Oh, well, I mean,
he's on the train. Let's go.
He'd be Marvin Harrison Jr., but I mean, I tell him like that'd be too tough, right? He wants Marvin Harrison Jr. That's a little bit too tough. He doesn't want for the Bills, but he's a Bo Nix fan. It's because my brother went to Oregon, so I think he's interested in where Bo Nix is going to go tonight. But I think he's on the train, Jeremy.
All right. So he might get sucked into the Troy Franklin idea, maybe, if he's into Oregon.
Oh yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Sal.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio, who's got us covered throughout the day. Keep it locked here. 803-0550, open segment when we return. If you're on hold, stick with us. What you want the Bills to do, what you're hoping for happens today. We're tracking, you know, latest rumors and mocks. And you mentioned Daniel Jeremiah and the tackles. I saw this morning Michael Silver says 10 tackles in the first round. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop them up. Jeremy and Joe, join us. It's draft day on WGR.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I love Xavier Worthy. 4-2-1, fastest dude ever in the 40-yard dash. Look, I've been on a team with Ted Ginn Jr. before, and I've seen firsthand how speed can affect defenses, how speed can affect safeties. I talked to multiple agents and multiple people at the combine when I was doing my stuff on NFL Network for it. Even before he ran a 4-2-1, he was a first-round receiver. Not only the punt return ability, you can imagine this new kickoff rule, he's going to get some stuff, but you can just throw him a screen like that and like he's gone.
That is Chase Daniel. I've been on a team with Ted Ginn Jr. You know who else had Ted Ginn Jr.? Joe Brady, right? And they overlap in Carolina.
Carolina?
That overlap. Keep the shout song going for a second because I just want to get everybody ready for what we're going to do.
Ted Ginn, by the way, was gone in Carolina.
He was gone? Okay, he didn't have to Ted Ginn. All right, yeah. Good. That's fine because I want to talk about Roma Dunze anyway.
Good. Yeah, we need to talk about Ted Ginn.
Coincidence or not, Rome Odunze fits in perfectly with Hey.
Rome Odunze Hey.
No, just flat out, they draft him. You're at a draft party, like you with us, and it's Hey. Rome Odunze. It's right there.
All
right, it's ready for you.
Malik Nabers.
It works too.
Not as much, though.
Rome
Xavier Lug. No, that's not one. That's not one word.
Oh, you know what else fits in there is Maserati.
Maserati.
For Maserati Marv.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is how you know the draft needs to happen. We're punchy.
We're trying to figure out how to work their things into names. Someone said to us on Twitter that the Bills need to draft Xavier Worthy so they could play RJ yelling, "We are not worthy," every time he enters the end zone.
Nice. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It's draft day. The latest, lots and lots of smoke about the Bills trading up. And some Xavier Worthy. He's an interesting one on where he goes. Someone's going to fall in love with that speed. It might be the Bills. Might be somebody else. The knock's about size, right? He's listed at 172, maybe as low as 165 at the combine.
Yep.
And breaks the record. And will a team ask him to put a little bit of weight back on? His highlights include over the top and also taking bubble screens to the house because he makes guys miss. And he's an angle eraser, as they say. So
yep.
We'll see about him. A.D. Mitchell, every time I see him mock the Bills, I really wonder. If the Bills are going to make a big move here, aren't we positive that they are very big on who that guy is? So also on this Bills embedded, when they've got the scout at USC, they're talking on the sidelines, like, we're a big culture team, you know, the guy's work ethic and this and this and this. When I see a report about A.D. Mitchell maybe not having that, I think fade that guy. I don't think the Bills would put him above a guy like, I don't know if it's Odunze is the right answer here, or Leggett. Worthy gets plenty of talk about being a dog like that.
Yeah.
It's one of the knocks on Brian Thomas Jr. is some think you need to kind of bring out a little bit of his mean streak.
Right.
And who are the Bills replacing? Consider that for a moment. Who they're replacing at receiver. Diggs,
a psycho competitor.
A psycho in Diggs.
Yeah.
And Davis, who was the Iron Bill, the hardest worker on the team every single year.
Right.
They are replacing two guys relentlessly committed to being better.
Yep.
Faults included. Are they going to swing on a guy that might have a question on that? We'll find out. And again, it is draft season, so all these things don't necessarily even have to be true about whether or not he takes plays off. But that's out there. I'm always going to think about that at the position if they're investing such a high pick in it.
Well, remember, though, Mitchell, we had a Texas guest on that defended the idea that Mitchell takes plays off with, yes, you're seeing it right. Like, you'll go turn on the tape, and you will find plays where Mitchell's not involved in the play, and he's not trying to sell as a decoy. He's not trying. He made the comment to at the combine, which makes it more, you know, a story about him. But we also got told that, like, Worthy did kind of the same thing, and a lot of those Texas guys did. So, one, it might have been a coaching thing, but there was a little bit of that with Xavier Worthy also, which is if he's not involved in the play, you're not going to see him going that hard. And to sell a block, to sell, you know, a route, to bring a guy deep. So Mitchell, it's definitely more out there with. But Worthy, there's a little bit of that as well. Mitchell, though, I feel like I'd be stunned if they picked him.
803-0550. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. It's draft day. More of your calls. Connecting with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Hey, Butch. Butch on the east side.
My guys, thanks for taking my call. Good morning. This is the day, as they say, as the Lord has made. And I'm really to be glad in it. But let me just say this. I'm going to totally disagree with a lot of people. Let me just say this, Jeremy and Joe. A lot of people, I don't play fantasy football. I watch it from a distance, and sometimes I root for other people so their team, whoever they select, wins. I don't play PlayStation. I don't play Madden. At the same time, my sons and my grandkids do, and I watch all the time. I watch how they make their trades and build their teams. That's fine. That's cute. I live in a real world. The real world is this. I won a Super Bowl downtown Buffalo today. Not yesterday. Today. So what do I do? And how do I spend the owner's money of what I already done already prior to this draft today that I could add to my cabinet in the kitchen and put together a good meal? What I do have, I got the best quarterback in the NFL. What I do have, I have 8 wide receivers already stocked up, plus 3 tight ends, a total of 11 people who can catch a football, and 2 running backs who can score. To add points. All I need is 7. What I need, though, is I need someone to stop these boys from scoring points so my quarterback can keep adding points. So the name of the game is, at the end of the score, who got the most points. Now, reason why I said that, reason I brought that, as I call it, my Thanksgiving table up, is this. What we need is this, is if I'm a player and a guy, and I'm going to use Brandon Bean. I'm going to use him. I'm going to tell him who it is. Brandon Bean. He's the general manager. You come to my agent and you tell my agent, come to my town, play for me. I will take care of you and take care of your player. If I draft a player and I talk to their agent, I tell their agent, if I select you, I will give you every opportunity to be successful. But if I got players prior to that I invested millions of dollars in, yes, you're young, you're on a rookie contract, this guy is on a million-dollar contract, I have to give him more opportunities and reps more than I give you. You got to fall where you may. Now, let me just say this.
But what are you getting at here about this? What are you getting on about?
Not really, Jeremy, out of respect to me, just let me finish my point. I'm about to get right to it. And I thank you for that. The reason why, because I know I'm disagreeing with y'all, so I know it might not mix what you want guys want to do. What I want to do is this. I want the Bills to go ahead and trade back. Build a love capital. What I want to understand is this. It's a lot of players, some good players out there. Jackson Powers Johnson, Tavondre Sweat. Them the guys, I got an offensive center who gonna keep Josh up. I got a D tackle, which could be a Vince Wilfork one day to stop people from running through my door. Secondly, is I can get another receiver later on down the line. Now you talking about all these other guys, I'm gonna get off your phone. And I thank you for taking my call. You're talking about all these other receivers that had highlight careers at LSU, and with the exception of, I'm going to give my man at Ohio State a little more credit. But you got Law McConkey right here, who I think out of all the receivers are going to be the best one. You got a kid out of Florida State. You got Pearson. You got the other kid from Florida State. You got kids back that's going to fall back down his draft that can go back to those other 8 wide receivers I just spoke about and build that room. I don't want the Buffalo Bills to jeopardize next year's draft for something that we already have in our closet already.
They don't have anything like it in their closet. They don't have anything close. They have a bottom 5 wide receiver group, period. You don't have to want to trade up. You don't have to want to trade up. I'm not telling you they have to trade up. You can want everything that you want.
But what I would
ask is, let's just not talk about the receivers like they already have it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Period. Bottom line. It's a bottom 5 wide receiver room in the NFL today, right now. That's all. You want a center? Fine. They have a center.
They have a center.
You want defensive tackles? They have defensive tackles. Do they need more of them? Sure. You want an edge? Fine. Next year's draft will not be jeopardized. They have 2 seconds next year. And that doesn't mean it's a good idea to trade up. I probably won't even sit here and try to tell you it's a good idea and it makes sense on the math. but I can't listen to they already have this. They have eight guys to catch passes. So do the Chargers, but they stink, so they're going to take a better one. And the Cardinals have terrible receivers.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So they're going to take some. Thanks, Butch. Listen, you want to tell me that you don't want to trade up. I'm not going to think you're crazy at all. I just don't care. I would do it. It is a market inefficiency that they can exploit if they want to. And if they hit a fourth rounder like Amon-Ra St. Brown, then, you know, jackpot. I'm not going to be mad about that. They haven't spent reasonable capital on receivers at all. Shakir is a nice hit in the fifth. Okay, time to get real. Time to act like Josh Allen is worth supporting. And the idea that, like, you know, whatever. They have a bottom five receiver room in the league. It's terrible. It's embarrassing. They can't go to camp with this receiver room. We all know that. Ladd McConkey, maybe a nice player. Maybe a good idea. What's his production in college? Maybe they love the fact he doesn't have big production in college.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bottom five receiver room. Thanks, Butch. We have to break. Anything else? What did I miss? What did he say that I missed? Anything?
I'm just not... Is it bad if I say I don't really... I care more about their wide receiver core than I do about their draft class next year. Those can be the same thing, right? Like, you can pick receivers next year, but I would be willing to go into next draft thin, because if they hit on receiver and I've given myself the best chance to do that, then I'm good. I'll figure out the other positions. They're replaceable. They just signed David Edwards, who everyone's saying is a reasonably fine left guard, to no money. They just replaced their safeties for no money. They got Rasul Douglas in the middle of the season playing at an all-pro level. You can trade picks and find them other places, other avenues. There are undrafted players on this team right now that are going to go into the season, at least in depth roles. I hear a lot about how important Cam Lewis is to their depth in the secondary. Where'd they get him? Undrafted. Ty Johnson came in middle of the summer last year and ended up being their number two running back. Where'd they get him? Off the street. Undrafted.
At a position they've spent 3 day 2 picks on.
Right. So, like, I get picks are valuable. This team and every NFL team constantly finds players the undrafted route and the cheap free agent route. And I feel like they can do fine for a couple of years continuing to do that.
803-0550. It is draft day. Very exciting.
Let's go.
We'll see what happens.
You're going to watch the movie Draft Day today before the draft?
No. What am I going to
do? Terrible flick, but it's flick. It's fine.
It's a flick.
It's a flick. I would not even go anything further than that.
We'll update the results of our Twitter poll when we get back about Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Worthy, Adonai Mitchell, or a big three trade-up. Which of those four do you like? Seem like the four most mocked scenarios. Sal has a piece up on our website, the trading partners they could target. Check it out. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Contest time. Be caller 5 to 221-4WGR to win tickets to see the comedy festival, Burt Kreischer's Comedy Festival. That's right. 2214WGR. Caller 5 wins a pair of tickets. The Fully Loaded Comedy Festival at Darien Lake Amphitheater on June 23rd, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Okay, when we return, I've got something I want to dig into. Joe Marino of Locked On Bills and Locked On NFL Scouting Podcast, who we talked to yesterday. We love Joe. He just posted a list of the top 10 paid receivers in football and where they were drafted. And there's a lesson to be taken out of that. And I want to present a lesson that shows we are in the midst of a change in the league. I'll explain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.